Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There apparently was a press conference. A press conference featuring Phil Fulmer and Rick Barnes, the new, obviously the remaining and the retained basketball coach over at Tennessee.
Congrats on keeping them, ball fans.
And it was very interesting. This was a particularly very interesting press conference because, honestly, Rick Barnes laid it all out on the table. It's very fascinating. This happened earlier today. Rick Barnes basically said, he did say, first of all, on UCLA, he said, there was one time in my mind I truly felt that would happen.
We did too for a minute.
But he went on. And he made it pretty clear. He was asked directly if he would have left had UCLA covered the buyout. So if UCLA had covered the buyout, would he have left? And Rick Barnes said, I think I would have been the coach at UCLA.
Damn.
So essentially, that is what he said. He said he is not at UCLA right now because UCLA did not cover the buyout. He said it just has to make sense from a financial standpoint, and the bottom line is we couldn't work it out, the buyout. And then he, of course, adds that had they been able to work out the buyout situation, he'd be there right now.
Was there a Jamie Dixon press conference where he told the TCU fans, man, no. I'd be there if they could have handled my buyout?
No. You don't say this.
This doesn't happen. Who does this?
No, Jamie Dixon acted like, man, you know what? I'm so happy to be at TCU.
That's what you do.
I am just so honored.
That's what we see. That's the way it happens in this
business. And I never, ever thought about leaving. I affirm my family's commitment to TCU. That's actually what he said.
Man, Rick must be walking on water in Knoxville now. He knows he's got the power.
Well,
basically told him I don't want, I wouldn't be here if they had taken care of this buyout, which is basically I didn't want to be here.
My question,
you boil that down.
My question would be, what is the benifit to saying
that? I'd have taken that money. I was out of here.
Why say that?
Well, I really don't know why you say it with your boss in the room. You know what I mean? I mean, it's one thing if you're doing that in a one-on-one setting and maybe it slips out a little bit. Yeah, with a reporter you trust. You know what I'm saying? It comes, that thing was close, man. And if they paid that deal, I'd have been there. It's another thing to tell your whole fan base that.
Yeah.
And to say it right there in front of your boss who just, did everything to re-up you and get you back. I can't tell how that's a good look
right. In
any sort of way to Vols fans who should be happy that they did everything because we talked about it. The potential of losing Barnes, it was huge for this program, which right now is in a great place. There's no guarantee you get the next guy, and he's as good in a league right now that we've all said is a dogfight,
mm-hmm.
and is only getting better because they're adding great coaches. And so, you had to re-up. Tennessee fans should be feeling really good that they did. And here's Barnes telling you to your face, man, I wouldn't even be here.
I mean,
which is really code for, man, I was going to go for the money to UCLA. I like that job better.
I appreciate the, on some level, just as a media type, I appreciate the candor, right? I appreciate
it's good
being
for
honest.
Us because yeah. It makes the story. It's going to get clicks.
It just gave us a segment,
for all those
right?
Knoxville writers and
like,
for us, yeah.
If Rick Barnes just comes up to the podium today and says,
Who does that?
Is where I always wanted to be, and we're not talking about this right now. But he basically admits that, hey, if the money was right, I would have gone, And I'm just trying to understand how in this particular situation, that being that transparent, how does that help you? It doesn't help you with your administration. They're not going to fire you, obviously, but it doesn't help you with your fans when they hear that. To me, I don't really see the benefits other than just confession. I saw a tweet from somebody who said this is the equivalent of saying we're staying together for the kids.
That's a good way of putting it.
What benefit is there tangibly for you to say that? There's not really. I can't think of one.
Well, just think about his recruiting classes, which this one includes. It's top 30 in the country, but it includes a 5-star and Josiah James. Now Josiah may be one and done. I don't know. But what I'm what I'm saying is, in terms of future recruiting classes, they see this news. What is that? Hey, Rick, does that give you a good feeling? He's going to be around forever.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That it's family at Tennessee, and he's in a good, you know, he's a perfect fit, and you're going to be there learning from Rick forever. No, it's to them, hey, if I get something I like better and there's more money, I might jump at all times. I don't see how it's a good message to anybody, John, to the fans, to your boss, or to the recruits you've got coming in. So, again, I respect the, like your point, I appreciate the honesty.
Right.
But there's a reason you don't see college coaches doing this when they go back to the job after negotiating with another job.
Yeah, I think
because you've got to still coach there and be there.
That's probably something you save for the end of your career, right? Like when you're sitting down with ESPN and, you know, you're reflecting on your legacy and you're just, you know, there was really a time where I really thought I was going to be the coach at UCLA.
Well, it's awfully arrogant. You know, it's one thing to say it's honest, but it's awfully arrogant too, in the sense that, look, Tennessee took a chance on you too, bud. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In the first place, everybody to a man in the media thought it wasn't going to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, I mean, Tennessee had to look, and you only had so many candidates. I know Barnes was a name, and he had a decent history at Texas. He didn't win big. He had great recruits.
Yep.
But all of us, for the most part, we all said it wasn't going to work. Barnes was too out of touch at this point. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going to work at Tennessee, and it has. They gave you that opportunity. The reason you're back to this level, UCLA even giving you that offer in the first place, is because of the opportunity Tennessee gave them.
Yep.
And so to turn around and tell them that I'd be gone if UCLA had bought my buyout, John, you could say it's honest, and it is in a way. It's almost too damn honest that you're arrogant. You're arrogant as hell.
Keep in mind, you're the third or fourth highest paid coach in America right now. And the only thing that you've done at Tennessee is made a Sweet 16, and people still feel like you left something on the table. You know, so
man thinks he walks on water right now. That's what I'm telling you, folks in Knoxville.
Listen, Rick Barnes is that kind of guy, right? Like, he's going to be honest. He's not going to lie. He's going to say how he feels. He's going to speak from the heart.
That ain't a good look, bro.
That's what he's going to do. And that's how Tennessee fans will rationalize it. They'll say that this is just how Rick Barnes is. But, man, can you imagine? I mean, that's just
that's coaching 101.
Right. I mean, because
give me a break.
No Tennessee fan today is going to be like, That's my coach. He almost left.
he loves us. He's in it for the long haul. We gonna go.
But he stayed because UCLA couldn't afford a buyout. Go, coach. You know, nobody's gonna say that today. You know, when otherwise, and maybe it's a credibility factor too. Like, would anybody have believed it if Rick Barnes came up there and said, you know, I never thought I was gonna leave? That would have been would have looked ridiculous too.
But John, you don't have to say everything. That's the point. And college coaches usually don't. You know how to. It's not just the coaching, the X's and O's, and the recruiting. There's also a perception that you want out there, that you are building, that you're, you know, doing everything you possibly can. And this goes against that. This is coaching 101. This is business 101, quite frankly. You're going back to the old job. You negotiated with a new one. You want to make sure you tell those folks at the old job how grateful you are to be there and happy. Instead of telling them, look, man, y'all almost lost me. I'm almost out of here. Again, I understand Rick could be approaching this as, oh, I'm going to be super honest and lay all that out. But he didn't think it through much because it comes off as super arrogant.
No doubt. Yeah. I think there are ways you could have said it right. Like, you know, listen.
Tough choice for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Flattering.
And again, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flattering to be considered. I think that's a testament to what we've built here at Tennessee. You know, that's what Justin Fuente used to say all the time. Like, it's an honor to be considered by other schools because of that's a direct reflection of what we've built.
You'd think someone that had been through it before and is as veteran as Rick Barnes is would understand that. So it's interesting that he feels this way and that he felt like this was okay to say.
Yeah,
that's not gonna.
I would have not been so honest. I think there are times where it's okay to just, I won't even call it lie, just fib. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to fib. Sometimes. There were times when, you know, I would, there was one time I went, you know.
You don't have to fib. When they ask you about the buyout at UCLA, you say, I'm not talking about that. I'm the head coach at Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's not even the story today. The story today is how I'm here.
Yeah.
That's what most coaches do.
Yeah.
You have every opportunity. You have every reason to shoot it down.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.